Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast. I'm Kojo Benton Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. My guest today is the Director of Innovation, Education, and Investment at the World Tourism Organization, Natalia Bayona. She walks me through the initiatives the Madrid-based UN Tourism Agency has embarked on to grow tourism investment into Africa. Natalia tells me the creation of the investment guidelines, as well as new opportunities in tourism education through the UNWTO Academy, are some of the exciting projects that can bring value to the tourism ecosystem in Africa. She believes innovation, sustainability, and inclusion must be part of the recovery strategy. Good afternoon, welcome to the Tourism Podcast. And I have a special guest in the person of Natalia Bayona. And she is the Director of Innovation, Investment, and Education at the World Tourism Organization. Natalia, good evening.
My dear Kojo, it's my pleasure to be here with you promoting not only tourism, but also the opportunities that we have in order to recover the tourism sector again through, of course, innovation, education, and investments.
Okay, no, super. Now, give me an overview of what we've been doing in the last 1.5 years. Okay, with respect, obviously, the world shifted to virtual, using digital tools, and in your portfolio, I know you've been very busy, overwhelmed with a number of initiatives that you are engaged in. Give me a brief of that, what you've been doing from UNWTO perspective, and what you've been doing for the tourism sector in the world, and then we zoom in on Africa.
Of course. Regarding tourism innovation, of course, what we want to create is to help Africa on the development of the tourism innovation ecosystem. So, of course, we're working together with ministers, with governments, with the academia accelerators, and of course, with entrepreneurs, in order to foster the most technological and innovative projects and to help them to improve through the connections that the UNWTO Innovation Network has. In that sense, today, as you know, Kojo, we have developed a lot of startup competitions. I have to say that one of the finalists of this competition was from Kenya, for example, that was really focused on how to add value through social impact to the food chain. Now we have closed an application focused on rural development. So, of course, every single startup that is focused on developing different kind of solutions, of course, are more than invited to come here to stay and, of course, to bring top solutions into the region. That's basically what we are doing on innovation. And this is really powerful. Education, of course, as you know, education is a strong way to promote tourism. And of course, through innovation, we can work together in order to develop a better understanding in the tourism sector. So, regarding education, we are developing a scholarship program where the idea is to foster and to promote top courses that have to be developed in terms of what are the main curricula or the aligned curricula that has to be developed in terms of vocational and in terms of managerial training. With that said, today we have more than 10 courses inside the Tourism Online Academy. And as you know, Kojo, more than 50% of the youth working in tourism only have secondary skills. So if we would like to develop a top innovative sector, a top economic tourism sector, is crucial to mind this gap in terms of education. So of course, today we have courses focused on international tourism law, fundamentals on tourism management, hotel revenue management, and of course, spa management, among others. And these courses have been created with the best. We have been working with IE University. We have been working with Sommet Education, that, as you know, they are the ones behind Lyon Institute, Les Roches, and Ecole Ducasse. This is crucial to us, and it's really important because it's the only way we can work and promote things regarding excellence and excellence on education. And finally, basically, regarding investments, we are creating the guidelines of investments. And of course, we have developed and inside the UNWTO website, you can find the tourism investment guidelines that we have done by ourselves and the other ones that are in connection and in collaboration with the Financial Times. So of course, this is part of what we are going to promote on the next regional commission that will be held in Cabo Verde. And why? Because what we want to do in Cabo Verde is to create the first day, to create the a tourism framework where we can promote startups, entrepreneurs, etc. Second of all, of course, to promote in the same place and to help on how people can invest and can access to finance, thanks to a good business model. And last but not least, of course, to help on digital transformation and how we can connect digital transformation with these new trends and topics that after the pandemia we are facing during these days. That's one part. The second part of what we are trying to do inside the regional commission is, of course, to create an investments forum to bring investors from all around the world and, of course, to connect them with investors, local investors and local projects in order to rebound the way tourism is developing the economy. So, as you know, Isla Mayo is one of the top projects that Africa has. It will be the first sustainable island focused on bringing together investments, education, of course, innovation. More than 700 million euros will be invested. More than 3,000 people will be employees of not only tourism hotels, but also hospitals, universities, academic centers, innovation labs, among others. So I am really excited about this project because it's a way to foster and to empower the way Africa can showcase itself as a modern, sustainable, and of course, as a very innovative region.
Okay, let's stay a little bit longer on, the education bit of things. And I recall that during the Executive Council in Georgia, where you had the African Technical Committee, where you had Kenya and Morocco serving on it. What is the update on that committee?
The committee regarding education is an online committee that is created in order to give transparency to the strategy focused on education inside the UNWTO. What we are doing today is, of course, we have representatives from governments, from all the regions, and of course, from the private sector. Because the only way we can create the top education strategy and the top aligned committee is the only way is, of course, adding value from and connecting universities and, of course, countries and technicians focus on adding value to this committee. So, of course, the committee is created. Morocco is part of the committee. Kenya is part of the committee. Chile, Brazil, Korea, Iran, Greece, Portugal, Bulgaria, Spain, US as part of the academic institutions, Switzerland representing academic institutions, and of course, Saudi Arabia. So we are really pleased to work together on this. And of course, the aim is once again to give transparency and to work together in order to create a strong education strategy focused on bringing youth empowerment and to create the best curricula to serve on managerial and on vocational skills in the most human economic sector, that is tourism.
Okay. You mentioned steps that you are taking with respect to activities at the UNWTO Academy.
Yes.
Tell us what the Academy is doing now, because, you know, we've seen that there have been a lot of initiatives that you've led, you know, at the Academy. And what is it that people within the tourism sectors, for example, the youth, and how people can assess the, you know, the some of these courses, whether they can go online and try to be part of it. How does it work, if you can break it down?
Yes, basically what we are trying to do is, of course, to work together on the development of different strategies that can help, once again, to foster the better way to educate people and to massify education. So inside the academic program of work that we have for this year is scaling up the online academy. So we are translating different courses and working with top academic institutions. We are working with PolyU from Hong Kong. We are working with ESIC here in Madrid. We are working with Cornell, with Northwestern University, Universidad de Chile, Universidad Católica, Universidad Externa de Colombia, that are top universities regarding the tourism and hospitality academic background. On the other side, of course, working on capacity building of this, and on the way, we are fostering new technologies, and of course, the way digital transformation is disrupting the tourism sector. With that said, that's why we did an alliance with Google in order to create the Google Acceleration Program and to help on the creation of digital adventures or digital acceleration programs where the public sector can access to digital skills and, of course, to once again, to scale up the way people are educated. So with Google, we have done the acceleration program in Africa, in the Middle East, in Europe, and now we're jumping to Latin America. On the other side, as part of this, we have created the UNWTO Jobs Factory, that is a platform where people, after goes into the online academy, they will have job opportunities as part of the way to improve and to help people to really connect and create better job opportunities for everyone. And last but not least, we are working on a program that will be launched this General Assembly in Morocco that is called Digital Futures. UNWTO Digital Futures will be the way we will connect SMEs with digital transformation, with digital skills and digital courses in order to help SMEs to be connected and, of course, to be part of this new way of leading tourism, a more practical way of leading the way where no one can stand behind and, of course, where no one can be left apart. So those are like the key strategies. We, our aim is to at least train 50,000 people in the coming year, and at least to have more than 50 new courses inside the online academy, including those of UNWTO Digital Futures that will be really curated and specialized on giving digital technologies to the SMEs that, of course, wants to innovate and want a better future for our tourism.
How do not just member states, but people who like to also, because we're talking about, you know, inclusion here, who like to benefit from the partnerships that UNWTO, you know, is having or has, you know, had with big tech corporations like Facebook, like Google, like Expedia? How does it work?
For in terms of mentoring, our idea is that, of course, those big tech companies, we're working this, for example, the UNWTO Digital Futures Program is a program that we are working with MasterCard, we are working with Facebook, with Cisco, with Google, because, of course, they have a lot to give back to the community. So we are developing a very focalized courses in order to give, to do at first an analysis and a dashboard of data where SMEs can fill a form where they will be evaluated, and of course after they have a diagnostic they can enjoy and they can enroll the courses for free. The thing is that after they got the certificate from the top tech company and the UNWTO, they will access to digital programs in order to create, I give you an example, a better digital marketing campaign, a better digital education strategy, a better digital visibility through their websites, their videos, their social media, among others. So the idea, of course, is to massify the way SMEs and the access to digital skills and digital tools, but on the other side, how we connect them with top tech companies that are the ones that can give this assistance to those that are just coming on the way.
What is the role of, I know it's, I mean, perhaps people say that I need less to say, but what is your projection of the role of digitization in the tourism recovery process?
Basically, what I feel is that digital education is here to stay. Digital transformation, of course, is here to stay. We have been facing that tourism is very connected with internet and very connected since the beginning with digital transformation. Platforms. So what can I tell you today? The pandemic has helped us to accelerate this growth, but it's not that thanks to the pandemic, now digital transformation is more important than ever. It has been important since 10 years ago, 15 or maybe 20 years ago. Remember that when internet was created, the first sector that revolutionized every single part of the chain was tourism, then with the dot-coms, then with the OTAs. The other one was about the startups. The startup revolution came like 10 years ago in the tourism sector. But now, what I can see is that the revolution is, of course, here to stay. The thing is that, of course, today there is more consciousness on the way we use digital for good, technology for good. And of course, we need to mind that gap of accessibility in order to have a more sustainable and, of course, a more impactful and conscious tourism.
Okay. Personally, how have you been dealing with, you know, this situation in the last 15 months? Of course, I mean, you've been, perhaps you've been fatigued or zoom in or zoom out. Tell us how you're managing yourself personally. You know, during the pandemic, and now that obviously we are hoping for an accelerated recovery. How have you been doing yourself?
It has been really challenging. It has been really challenging because, of course, as you know, when you are working inside your house, when you're working in home office, you have the good things that are, of course, the things that you need in order to become a top professional. So, of course, you need to be organized on the way tourism is created. I have to say that, of course, it has been a little bit challenging in the way you need to work. You need to understand pretty well how the sector can go in and out from one place to the other in order not to be 24/7 focused in a job or being in a computer, because of course that's not part of the job. Part of the job in the tourism, because tourism is one of the top, or I can say it's not the one of the top, it's the top human economic sector. You cannot be in and out, you know, you cannot be the whole time just into computer to promote the destination. Of course, it has to be there. It's more efficient in the short term. But if you really want the human touch, you have to be outside to see what's happening inside the cities, to see what are the gaps and what are the challenges the tourists are facing when they come and discover a new city, to promote destination. The only way to promote a destination, of course, in a very real way, is to have that human touch in the streets. So if you ask me, of course, digital Zooms and Microsoft Teams and those technological or Google platforms are, of course, really important when you're talking about a specialized meeting, when, of course, you cannot meet a person that is in Fiji, in my case, or in Ghana, as we are doing it today. So, of course, it's really efficient. Nonetheless, you cannot forget the human touch, because this sector is for humans and created by humans. So, of course, we cannot be a part of what is happening in the streets in order to promote the best of the best regarding the destinations, their gastronomy, their culture, their nature, among others.
Okay, finally, can you tell us more about yourself personally? How has your personal development been, not just in this position, but how you've developed yourself from who is Natalia, if I may put it that way?
That's a very nice question, Koyo. Yeah. So, Natalia, let's start by the first thing. I'm a Colombian, Latin American, full of passion, African by heart, because of course, when you come from Latin America, you need a part of your heart has to be in Africa, because we have a lot of influence from the African region. I love to dance, I love to read, I love to teach, I love to share my vision with others. And I have three passions in my life. The first one is about tourism. I love what I do, and I love to work in the most human economic sector, because I see here all the positive things in order to help people and to impact the way of people live, or the way people improve as a person or as a professional. My second passion is, of course, my hometown, Colombia. Colombia, to me, it's an amazing country, because, of course, it's not only one of the most biodiverse countries in the world. It's the place that have gave me everything. So, of course, I love to get in touch with the Colombian people, with the Colombian gastronomy, teaching at public schools about tourism in Colombia, writing for Colombia's newspapers, because by far, is my second passion. And the third passion, that of course you can, you know this, but I am passionate about youth empowerment, because I am, of course, I consider myself as a young person. More than that is that I was really empowered since the beginning of my professional career. And that's why I have the opportunity to lead in different ways and in different positions in my whole life. So I'm really passionate about helping startups, about helping youth to grow. On my daily basis, I am a startup mentor. I give conferences to youth. I am part of different academic institutions in terms of helping on how youth has to be empowered. And of course, if you tell me from all the three things that I do inside the UNWTO that are focused on innovation, education, and investments, all of them has to be with young people. All of them have to be and are related to create a better future for the next generations. So I love to do that. And every single person, you know, that is starting your career path in tourism, I see and I feel that I have a strong responsibility because, of course, I want the best for them, as I had the possibility when I was 20 years old to be empowered as well. So that's me. I'm 36 years old. I know more than 100 countries. I am a UN advocate because, of course, I believe, I'm a believer on the power of multilateralism, of working for a more peaceful and a more sustainable future. And of course, I cannot, I'm very proactive. So apart from the UNWTO, with my free time to share knowledge with others, not only in the academic institutions, but also in forums and in different places where I know that I can add value and I can really change the way these strategies that maybe in the past were developing different gaps are not part of a normal mandate that we would like to have in order to have people with better jobs, with better lives, and of course with better strategies.
Natalia Bayona, thank you so much for making time to speak to us.
Thanks a lot, Goyo. It's my pleasure always to be with you. And I will be more than pleased to meet you on the next regional commission coming soon. So, of course, once again, thank you. And thank you to all that are really committed on the African development through the tourism sector. Bravo Brahma Kabara ye baradlaye, Bravo Brahma Kabara ye barafiri fana ye, ni Bravo Brahma tlala kabaradlala, Bravo Brahma baka baradofiri, ni Bravo Brahma tlala kabaradlala, Bravo Brahma baka.